You wake up at SeaTac, SFO, LAX. You wake up at O'Hare, Dallas-Fort Worth, BWI, Pacific, Mountain, Central. Lose an hour, gain an hour.
Check-in for that flight doesn't begin for another 2 hours, sir.
This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. You wake up at Air Harbor International. If you wake up at a different time, in a different place, could you wake up as a different person?
Hello, on this hot summer day, unless you happen to be in Alaska, of course. My name is Paige Hake.
And my name is Craig Michael Patrick.
And we're here to welcome you to another thrilling episode of
Career Chat. In this episode of Career Chat, we're going to be talking about the study abroad program here at Miami University. We're going to be talking about how advantageous that is to students. Now, this applies directly to Miami, but some of the fundamental advantages of studying abroad applies to any student in any university. And to do this, we're going straight to the source. In this instance, our source is Sarah McNitt, Study Abroad Advisor.
Sarah graduated from the University of Michigan with a Master of Science in Information, more specifically, Human-Computer Interaction. After that, she worked in France as a web development intern, specializing in company website redesigns based on usability information.
Now, usability information involves testing and polling on a website to determine how easy it is to find information and use the website.
Sarah eventually landed at Miami University in 2005.
Sarah's role has proven exceptionally beneficial to Miami, as she's increased study abroad participation from 30 to 43%. She's planned and implemented software packages to improve data collection and office efficiency. She maintains the Office of International Education's website, as well as its online social components such as Facebook and Twitter.
Sarah is also instrumental in reach out to academic departments on curriculum integration. Sarah likes to connect the dots here at Miami. Okay, so first of all, we'd obviously like to ask you, what are the benefits of students studying abroad?
When students come back from studying abroad, one of the things they talk about first is the personal growth that they get from the experience. They get a lot of personal skills like being more independent, improving their problem-solving skills, their communication skills, because when you put yourself outside of your comfort zone, you have an opportunity to learn new things, to adapt to new situations, to solve problems on your own for the first time. And so that's one of the things that students come back most enthusiastic about when it relates to study abroad. And that also ties into what employers are looking for. They're looking for people who are going to be self-starters, who can be motivated to get things started on their own, to work on a project from beginning to end, like planning your study abroad experience. They are looking for people who can work independently. They're also looking for people who can work in a team. And when you're applying to study abroad, you're working in a team with your study abroad advisor, your academic advisor, any coaches or ROTC commanders or any other people who are going to have an influence on your study abroad plans.
So how do all these benefits tie into the career component?
Nationwide, only about 2% of college students participate in a study abroad program while they're in college. And so when students are going out into the workforce and they have this study abroad experience, they have something that sets them apart from 98% of their peers. And if they've chosen a study abroad program that's going to challenge them and put them outside of their comfort zone where they're going to get a lot of the skills that employers are looking for, then that's only going to be more beneficial. They're going to have the study abroad experience that draws attention to them as professionals. And then they'll also have the skills that go along with that experience.
Now, Sarah mentioned that nationally, 2% of students engage with study abroad programs. Study abroad at Miami, however, is deeply ingrained into its DNA. Over 40% of students at Miami study abroad to get that extra edge over their respective competition in the job market. A deeper experience, a more learned student, a worldly prospective employee.
So how does one get started in Miami Study Abroad program?
We have our Study Abroad 101 sessions 4 days a week for a half hour every day. And that's a good way to come in and get your first step in the process of searching for a Study Abroad program. In Study Abroad 101, we talk about what to look for in a Study Abroad program, how to get started on your study abroad research, an introduction to the study abroad resources available here on campus. And we also start touching on financing study abroad and what students need to know to start planning ahead, applying for scholarships, and getting ready to make study abroad affordable. Miami's annual Study Abroad Week will be September 17th to 21st this year. And that way for students to explore information about study abroad programs. We'll have a big study abroad fair on September 18th. And so for those students who are just starting out in their study abroad search, they may want something lower commitment, like going to a study abroad fair. For those students who are ready to start their research actively, then they may want to come to a Study Abroad 101 session.
Okay, I'm a student who wants to study abroad, but the last thing I want to do is engage in the program and not get all the benefits that I could. What can I do to maximize my study abroad experience?
We always want to encourage students to start planning early and to start thinking early about how they're going to challenge themselves and put themselves outside of their comfort zone, get the most out of the study abroad experience by putting more into it. There are a few ways that you can ramp up the intensity of your study abroad experience so that you can get a lot more out of it. That might be through going abroad for a longer period of time, going for a semester or a year, immersing yourself in the culture by taking classes with local students or living with a host family, doing an internship or a volunteer program while they're studying abroad, doing an independent study or research project, and studying the language of the place that they're going to. All this is going to make the experience a lot deeper. It's going to help them make connections with people in that country, which could help with their network as well.
That last little piece Sarah mentioned near the end there is key: networking. Over 80% of job opportunities are acquired through some facet of networking. You know someone who introduces you to someone else, vouching for your integrity and work ethic, and from this, job opportunities open.
Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services. Please email show requests to careerservices@muohio.edu, care of Craig Michael Patrick.
Last little piece Sarah mentioned near.
Sarah's also instrumental to reach out. I screwed it up. No. I mean, we still have the first one.
We do.
That one was pretty good.
In this action-packed yet exotic episode of Career Chat, we're going to be studying about the Talking Abroad program.